USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Financier Jeffrey Epstein killed himself while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges in New York. Epstein was found unresponsive in his cell at the Manhattan Correctional Center. The fire department said that Epstein was in cardiac arrest and he was pronounced dead at New York Presbyterian Hospital. His arrest last month launched separate investigations into how authorities handled his case when similar charges were first brought against him in Florida. Epstein, age 66, had pleaded not guilty and was facing up to 45 years in prison if convicted. North Korea has extended its recent streak of weapons displays by firing what appear to be two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea, according to South Korea's military. The fifth round of launches in less than 3 weeks was likely another protest, the slow pace of the nuclear negotiations with the United States and the continuance of U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises that the North says are aimed at an invasion. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The EPA has set down a ruling on Monsanto's Roundup. With the story, here's Wendy King.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says it will no longer approve labels warning glyphosate is known to cause cancer. The chemical is marketed by Monsanto as a weed killer under the brand name Roundup. In 2015, the International Agency for Research on Cancer classified glyphosate as carcinogenic, which triggered a warning label under California law. Monsanto sued, and last year, a federal judge blocked California from enforcing the warning label until the lawsuit was resolved. The EPA says its research shows glyphosate poses no risks to the public.
A damaged tanker truck exploded in eastern Tanzania as people were trying to siphon fuel out of it, killing at least 62 in one of the worst incidents of its kind in the East African country. Tanzanian state broadcaster TBC, citing police figures, said at least 70 more people were burned and injured during the explosion. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Prosecutors filed a terrorist threat charge against a 20-year-old man who said he walked into a Missouri store wearing body armor and carrying a loaded rifle and a handgun to test whether Walmart would honor his constitutional right to bear arms. The incident, just days after 22 people were killed during an attack at another Walmart in El Paso, caused a panic at the Springfield, Missouri store. Dmitry Andrachenko walked through, filming himself with his cell phone on Thursday afternoon. No shots were fired, and Andrachenko was arrested after he was stopped by an armed off-duty firefighter at the store. Greene County Prosecuting Attorney Dan Patterson said in a statement, "Missouri protects the right of people to open carry a firearm, but that does not allow an individual to act in a reckless and criminal manner, endangering other citizens. If convicted of the felony charge of making a terrorist threat in the second degree, it's punishable by 4 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. Thanks for taking the time to listen. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.